Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Katherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. New King James Version. I'm sure all of you just had that song going through your head now, by the Birds. I'm sorry, every time I hear this, like, all I hear is that song now. I think I said that for the last week's verse, too.
Jenny's musical.
Yes. Well, my parents are musical, so, yeah, I got some of it just in me.
It's funny, I didn't think of that verse with this song. I don't know. Just, I guess it depends on your exposure, how many times you may have heard said song, or... I mean, that's an old song.
It is, but it's a classic. It's been around forever.
I don't listen to classical music, though.
I mean, it's not classical.
I know, but I'm basically saying that one's so old it should be called classical is what I'm saying.
It's classic.
I heard it come on, and I was like, what is that? That is an old song.
And it's true because, like, the whole song, I mean, they basically plagiarized the entire verse or the entire chapter 3 in this thing. And it's true, though. There is a time for everything.
I'm just really happy that it's a time, and some of those times end because not all the times are good seasons.
Are, you know, come and go, and they're not forever. It's not a millennial, it's a season. I am grateful for that.
He lists 14 pairs of opposites, the teacher does. 14 pairs of opposites for something positive that happens and something negative, or something negative that happens and then something positive. And I like the word purpose in this verse as well. Like, not just the season part where, okay, it's just a time, but then purpose. So there's purpose to each season that we have, good or bad.
Yeah, there's a purpose to weeping and there's a purpose to laughter. We need it all in order to experience the fullness of life. And if our life was all laughter, we would really not be grateful for it. If
we didn't have
the sad times, we wouldn't be grateful for the happy times. So there is perfect purpose for each of these seasons and each of these actions.
I take comfort in the fact that there is a purpose, because then I know in a season that sucks, that even within that and after that, there was purpose for it, and there is purpose for it. And purpose not only here on earth, but there will be purpose revealed in heaven, I believe, with some of it too, especially the stuff that we can't make sense of or understand on this side.
Yeah, and it's amazing to me. This is in the Old Testament. So Solomon, the son of David, wrote Ecclesiastes. And it's believed that it was written between 970 and 931 BC. So think, that was a long time ago for us. And it was relevant then, and it's relevant now.
That's the timelessness of the Bible, too. Yeah. Nothing else written makes
sense
like
throughout
that.
Throughout history.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
And think about how wise Solomon was to, like, say, there's a time for this and a time for this.
And Solomon's the one that asked for wisdom.
Yes.
He's the one that was given any request that he had of God. Basically, God said he'd grant for him. And before he was king, he asked for wisdom. Or right as he became king, he asked for wisdom, and God gave him wisdom. So anything Solomon's writing in here is full of timeless wisdom. It just is.
It's stuff to just take in and absorb and understand. And I love this particular chapter. It's just nice because it's full of life's inevitabilities to go through all of the things. A time to mourn, a time to dance. We're all going to go through each of these steps. But the thing that I think we need to keep perspective of is, because these are seasons, we don't want to rest and get comfortable in these seasons. If you're going through a time of mourning right now, okay, you can be sad, but then you still have to get up, you still have to get dressed, put on your face, go out into the world and do the things. You still have to survive through the mourning and work through the everyday life that you're called to live by God's grace. You're not supposed to rest in that mourning and stay there.
You don't stay there. Absolutely not. And I think a lot of people get caught up staying in that place.
Yeah. Sometimes staying in that somewhat victim mentality versus survivor mentality. I survived this should be the perspective instead of I'm a victim of this. And that's why in seasons, you need to look at the perspective of, okay, this happened to me right now, but it's not going to last forever. I need to move on. I'm going to get there. I'm going to feel better. My mentality is going to feel better. I'm going to get over this. It might not be a month. It might not be a day, a week, a month. Sometimes it might be years that you're going through something, but you need to keep that positive perspective of this is just a season. I'm going to get through this.
Absolutely. I literally could not have said that any better myself. It's hard to even add to that. It's like, yes. I know in my life, with the different seasons I've had, sometimes a season will last just a little bit and it's a little bit easier to get through. And then there are seasons, at least for me, I've had a massive chunk of a season where it was just one thing after the next thing after the next thing after the next thing. And yeah. I did okay. Keep taking with those blows. Each. Yeah, you feel like you're in the ring and you've just been hit. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay. It was on my face. I collected myself. I kept my strength up. I wasn't trying to be a victim. I was trying to survive it. I was trying to get through it, trying to grow. You get hit again. You're like, all right. You get hit again. You get hit again. You get hit again. And then it comes to a point sometimes where you're like, is this ever gonna get better? I completely understand the crushing weight of sadness and grief and heartache and heartbreak and struggling with mental health issues on top of it. And I understand anxiety. I understand depression. I understand grief. I understand a whole lot of that hardness of life. And I know, at least, like I said, in some of the stuff I did better than others, I'd get back up and do okay. Yeah. And then I've also not done so well and been like, is this ever going to end? Is my suffering ever going to end? I mean, once you hit almost 10 years of really hard, it's easy to kind of lose sight a little bit. And
yeah,
I wish in some of those times where I got kind of weary at the end, I'd reminded myself I kind of got stuck a little bit in that victim mentality. I know in my own life. So I know what that looks like when you finally get there and you're just like, oh my gosh. And then you kind of drown in it. And you forget, okay, this season for you, honey, it may be 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your season's only a couple months or a couple of years. It feels like forever. It really does. But it does end. It is a season. And there is purpose to every single time you're punched in the face and yeah. you fall down. There's purpose. And with that perspective and encouragement and reminding yourself of this kind of truth, it's much easier to get through it.
Yeah. And that's why it's good too, when you're going through, especially the long-term struggles, it's good to put eternity in your heart so that you can think about what God has in store for you in the future versus what you're going through in the midst of the thing. I've gone through depression, and as a teenager, it was hard to not be swallowed whole and think that there was not going to be life after high school. I remember being that depressed and that lost that I did not see a light. And it was hard for me. I had to really pull myself out, kicking, screaming, and scraping the bottom to get myself out of a spiral that I kept going through. And one of the things that really helped me was finding God and finding the fact that He is a great, merciful Lord, and He has mercy on the other end for me. I didn't feel it at the time, but I will feel it someday. And I will not spend eternity on this earth suffering. Now, I didn't know, like 10 years later, my life took a huge positive turn, but I didn't know that at the time. I thought my life was going to suck forever. If you had talked to 17-year-old Jenny, it is a shadow of the person I am today.
And that's all very hopeful. There's so much hope.
Yeah.
Written throughout the scriptures, and it's easy to lose sight of that hope when you've been wounded and you've been hurt, but you don't have to live there and you don't have to stay there. There is fight on your end.
Yeah.
You have to, because Satan is going to be in your head. He's going to tell you the lies that it's not going to get better. He's going to tell you the lies that that you brought this calamity upon yourself, even if you didn't. He's going to tell you all these things to get you to not believe the truth that God's for you, that there's purpose for everything. He's going to be the one in your head telling you the exact opposite. And you can either allow him to send those voices into you that you absorb and believe, or you can fight back with the truth.
Yeah. And one thing in this chapter, Solomon's really smart. And so I'll sum it up. But basically, he says that there's nothing better for you to do in your sorrow than rejoice and enjoy life, and that it's a gift from God to eat and drink and enjoy all of God's efforts. And one thing it reminds me of is mourning someone's death. When my brother died, it was heartbreaking. I mean, I've had several people in my life die that shattered me throughout it. But one thing that really stuck out to me over the years is that some people call it a funeral, but other people call it a celebration of life. And I love that spin on it, to celebrate that we had a time with that person, to celebrate and not just dwell on the part that now we have to live here without them, without the joy of this person, without their perspective, without their conversation, without being able to rely on that person, to celebrate the times that you did get to call that person, that you did get to enjoy life and all the things and everything. And then just thank God that you were blessed even for a small period of time with that person's life. And that's one of the biggest weapons we have against the devil too, is to fight back with our joy and say, you're not going to take this from me. I am still grateful for everything God has given to me. I am grateful for every moment, and I'm sad right now that he's not here with me, or whoever is not here with you, but ultimately you're not taking my joy. I'm grateful that I'm still here and that I can live on to tell the tales.
Well, it's funny, I have something as far as being a little bit similar to the whole celebration of life and appreciating that time with people. It's really not until you have loss that you can understand that perspective either of making sure you are appreciating what you've been given. And I know I had my third pregnancy did not end the way I wanted it to, and that baby went on to heaven. And then I got pregnant a fourth time, and I remember through that whole fourth pregnancy thinking, I have this baby today. I don't know if I'm going to have this baby tomorrow, but I'm grateful to be this baby's mom, even if it's just for today, and even if it's just for the next day. And I remember feeling that baby kick at like 17, 18 weeks, and I laid there on my back, and I was like, I may not have this, but I have this today. And sure enough, I lost that baby too, but I was grateful all along the way, because I knew I had that day, and I knew I was given that, and whether I was going to get to be that child's mom, because it's scary after you lose a baby to think I could lose this next one. And then when you do, but you're like, well, I know I have these babies forever, and I get to keep them on the other side. So to try to have that perspective and not let the crushing weight of loss take you out. And then God does great things after that with it. I've had amazing experiences, even just glimpses with the children I don't have here. So I love the idea of having the perspective when it comes to people to celebrate. You're only given a time. You don't know how long that time is going to be. And it's a season. Like all of our lives are a season as well. And we're not owed anything. There's so much expectation and entitlement that we all have. Just we want things to look a certain way and be a certain way, and then we get rocked when it's not, and you're just like, oh my gosh, but was it ever meant to be perfect on this side? It wasn't.
No, never.
And
it's great. It's a great perspective, and it's something that we all need to keep in mind. And I think it's something that this chapter really speaks about, is keeping the perspective that it is a season. And there is a purpose for it all. God wants good for us. Ultimately, God is good all the time.
So friends, whatever you guys are going through right now, if it's a wonderful season, if it's a hard season, if your face feels like it's being ripped off, there's hope. And God is for you. And he wants beautiful, wonderful things for your life, and he has great purpose and plan for you. If you're a little lost, reach out for somebody around you that you know loves you, that you know is going to support you. Be honest with them. Talk to them. Ask for help when you need it. It's there. And know that it's coming. Your season is going to end, and it's going to be good, and things are going to be way better than you probably even expect them to be. And if you don't feel like you have anyone in your life that gets it or that has the encouragement or the spiritual support that you need, maybe you're the only one that's saved in your family. Maybe you don't have a close-knit group of people because whatever the reason is, you don't have anybody that you feel like you can share what's going on with you or prayer requests you may have or people that you feel like get it. Let Jenny and I know.
We love to hear from you guys. Our emails are always on the website.
It's jenny@pursuingtruenorth.com and catherine@pursuingtruenorth.com. You can also private message us, direct message, whatever they're calling it these days. No Snapchat, but you know, the other ways.
Facebook and Instagram.
You can find us.
So glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing and catch all our new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Don't forget to like and share us. Hope you have a wonderful day. We'll see you next week.